We're so glad that you are here. Oh, we can feel your presence. We know that you're in this place today. God, we come this afternoon. I want to just say a few words. But Lord, I want you to be amongst them. Lord, just anoint the speaker and the hearer. And let us, Lord, look to you for everything. You are here, Father. The world doesn't understand it. But this bride understands it. Have your way this afternoon with us. And let us speak truth. Just speak to our hearts, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I'm Pastor Nate Moore from Airborne Community Tabernacle in the USA. Good to be here today. I didn't know I was going to be speaking this afternoon. I didn't follow what Brother June was saying, and I just was sitting back and enjoying the young people enjoying God, and I appreciate that. It's good to be here.
Amen.
And it's good to see young people serve God. And if I were to say anything today to try to encourage you, I would say, possess your inheritance, just like you have written here. You know, a lot of people start out on this way, but they don't make it all the way. And it's because they never possess their inheritance. If you inherit something, it's because somebody left something to you. Jesus left something for us.
Amen.
But I was preaching this morning and I was reading in the book of Revelation. And in chapter 10, verse 8, it says, you've got to take the book and you've got to eat the book. You have to do it yourself.
Amen.
Nobody else can do it for you. Nobody can believe God for you. Nobody can walk the walk for you. You've got to do it yourself.
Right.
And the thing I love about you guys out here is you're starting while you're in your youth. That's a big thing. There's a quote that Brother Branham said, if you don't start serving God by the age of 20, you probably won't do it.
Right. Amen.
And I look out here and I see a lot of young people, and I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you because you are not ashamed to be identified with Jesus Christ. I'm proud of you because when you could be out doing many other things with other people, you have chosen to take control of your life and to bring it to where the Word is. That's a big thing. You know, I started out serving God at 19 years old hearing this message. It's been well over 40-something years now. 19 years old, a young man. But as a young man, I had a desire to serve God. See, you don't just serve God because it's time. You don't start serving God because your parents make you. You don't start serving God because your boyfriend or your girlfriend is serving God. You serve God because there's something on the inside of you. Brother Branham called it a deep calling to the deep. See, if there's something on the inside of you, it'll call to you when it doesn't call to other people. It'll be a pull on you and on your life that you can't control.
Right. Amen.
It'll be different than anything else that anybody everybody else has. And that's why Brother Brown said that it won't be something that you can share with other people, because he called it the third pool. And he says that won't be a public show. That's going to be God dealing with you.
Amen.
As an individual.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter how young you are. You can never start serving God too soon. When I started at age 19 serving God, my schoolmates weren't serving God. And I had to lay my schoolmates aside, because he told me in the Word to seek ye first the kingdom of God. And when you seek God first, all of your worldliness and friends of the world, they're not going to understand you, because you're going to have a desire that they don't have. You're going to have a pull that they don't know about. You're going to have a love that they can't even put their finger on, because it's between you and God, and you and God alone.
Amen.
It's not you and God and your parents. It's not you and God and your siblings. It's not you and God and your boyfriend or your girlfriend. When you finally start seeking God for yourself, it's you and God alone. And then when that happens, it starts changing things in your life. You know, people can have the Holy Ghost and they don't even feel it. People think that it's an emotion. It's not an emotion. The Holy Ghost, Brother Brown told us what the Holy Ghost is. The Holy Ghost is a clear understanding.
Amen.
And a clear understanding comes without one sensation. Because sensations lie on the flesh. Sensations lie on the spirit realm. There's five inlets to the flesh, five inlets to the spirit, but there's only one inlet to the soul. And Brother Graham says that's either believe or disbelieve the Word of God.
Amen.
And when you start loving God for yourself, you'll believe the Word of God, and it'll come into your heart without one sensation. A lot of people get born again and don't know it, because they're looking for some sensation. They're waiting to feel something. They're waiting for some chills. They're waiting for some emotion. But when the revelation comes, Brother Brown said, the revelation is a clear understanding.
Amen.
And a clear understanding is just you sitting there hearing the Word of God, and the preacher standing here preaching the Word of God. And when the Word comes forth, the Holy Ghost quickens it to you, and you understand without one sensation.
Amen.
A lot of times young people get a new birth and they're waiting for something else to come, thinking that just understanding is not enough, but understanding is what it's all about.
Amen.
When you understand your day and its message, that's the new birth.
Amen.
Young people can understand their day and its message and have a new birth and sit here and still wait for something else to come. But if you're sitting there and you understand the Word of God and you have a clear understanding, then God is dealing with you.
Amen.
Now, I'm not saying you won't have sensations. I have sensations all the time. This Word excites me. This Word anoints me. This Word makes me shout. It makes me sing. It makes me want to do a lot of things. But that is inspiration on the revelation. I've got a revelation because I have an understanding. But after you get an understanding, God can use that understanding to quicken all three realms of your house. And I look at you young people out here today, and I'm proud of you. Because when I started my journey, I was 19. But when I was 19, I was sincere about this thing. I wasn't playing church. I wasn't trying to impress people. Matter of fact, when I started serving God, and I started receiving understanding or revelation, I would get back up at the church and explain to them what God was revealing to me. Well, what it did was people who didn't have the revelation They didn't like me because I was telling them things that they didn't know. But see, it's not a group revelation. When God reveals himself to you, you and you alone know that.
Amen.
Now, when you get a revelation, you might be able to stand up and explain it, because when you have an understanding of something, you can turn around and speak it and help somebody else. When I got an understanding of the Word of God, I turned around and started trying to help other people. And that's what happens with a new birth. You get a revelation, and the first thing you want to do is tell somebody else about what's happened to you. And as a young person, I know how hard it is for you to be able to express that to other people, other young people, even older people. I was facing people who were older than me and telling them things that they didn't understand. And I couldn't help it, but God was revealing things to me. I didn't know I was going to be a preacher. I didn't know what God had in store for me. I wasn't planning on preaching at all. I wasn't even planning on going to church at all. But when God started dealing with me, it turned my life around. And it put him first. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. See, you don't have to put God first. As a young person, you can put him on a back shelf or a back burner and try
Amen.
To keep your friends and try to keep your relations and try to keep all that old stuff. But you know what's going to happen? That love for the truth that's in you is going to start turning on the inside, and it's going to call to you, and it's going to work on you until you finally give in to that that's happening on the inside.
Amen.
That's why people's lives change. It's not changed because we make you change. It changes because the God that's in you calls to you, and when that God calls to you, that's what changes your life.
Amen.
At 19, my life changed. My old thoughts, my old friends, my old schoolmates, my best friend, who had been a best friend of mine from grade school, he went one way and I went another. I had to serve God. And we're friends today, but he knew that something happened to me that changed my life completely.
Amen.
When God gets hold of you, he will change your life completely.
Amen.
And you won't be the same. We sing the same. We sing the song. He is here. He really is here.
Amen.
The Son of Man has come and veiled himself in human skin.
Amen.
And he is here. And you'll never be the same.
Amen.
I was never the same. Here it is 40-something years later. And I am still more in love with God today than I've ever been in my life.
Amen.
I have never had anything my life that is done to me that the Word of God has done. Everything else gets old. Everything else wears out. Everything else gets, I get tired of it. But when it comes to the Word of God, it turns me on every time I hear
Amen.
It. I just get excited about it. I love it so much. And as a young person, if you think you love God now, oh, just serve him for a little while, and you know he'll get sweeter as the days go by.
Amen.
If you love God now, give it 5 years, you'll love him more. Give it 10 years, you'll love him more.
Amen.
Give him 15 years of your life, you'll love him more.
Amen.
He gets sweeter as the days go by. He never gets old. This word never gets old. When I hear it preached, whether I preach it or someone else preaches it, it just turns me on because that is my very life.
Amen.
I really appreciate you young people taking the time to come together. This is what we need to do. This is what we old people need to do.
Amen.
A lot of times we let things get in between us and separate us. But really, the Word of God should be drawing us closer together. If there is a church of tomorrow, you're the church of tomorrow. If there's a church of today, you're the church of today. So don't think of it as someday I'm going to serve God. Serve him in your youth. Let him have your life now. And it'll be easier even when you get older, because what'll happen is you'll start surrounding yourself. You know, the old saying, birds of a feather flock together. If you love God, you will gravitate to people who love God. And you'll find that your friends will love God.
Amen.
I told my young people at our church that your best friends are the people that are serving God with you.
Amen.
Because if you have a best friend that's not serving God, they will be pulling you towards the world, and you'll be pulling them towards God. And if you're not a strong believer, they will pull you to the world.
Right.
But if you're a strong believer, you can pull them to God. But what you will find out is that your best friends will be gravitated to people who love God like you do. I see you coming together today. I see you smiling, sitting together, having a good time. Those are your friends. Those are your brothers. Those are your sisters. Those are the ones that have served God with you. I've got people at my church that have served God with me for 40 years. And those are my good friends. I can trust them. We love God. We serve God together. So you build your life on these things. Claim your inheritance. This belongs to you. It's not just for somebody else. It belongs to you. And a son, like the scripture said, he's no different than a servant. But then when he becomes of age, he becomes heir of the entire thing. You are heir to the entire thing.
Amen.
We're heir to the entire thing. So don't think as being a young person that you're left behind. Or there is no difference in the Holy Ghost in me as there is in the Holy Ghost in you. You say, well, you've served God 40 years, and I've only served God for 2. There's still no difference in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The same God that'll change my body with 40 years of experience is the same God that'll change your body with 2 years experience.
Amen.
It's not about the, I always told them because they always got on me because I was young. And let me tell you a little secret. This is what I used to tell them when I was 19. And you remember this, young people, because you can use this to help you. I told them, it's not in the years, it's in the yielding.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what your age is. If you can give your heart to God and let Him have your life, you can be song leader, you can be a musician, you can be a minister, you can preach, you can help, you can do things that will move the body forward. You don't have to wait until you're old. It's not in those who have age, but it's in the yielding of yourself, giving to Him your body as a living sacrifice, and letting Him mold you into whatever mold He wants to make you. I didn't know I was going to be a pastor. I didn't know I was going to be a preacher. I had no plans on going to preach in the Philippines. I was just trying to, actually, if you really want to know the truth, I was running from God. But God's legs are longer than mine. And He caught up with me. And He worked me over. And He killed my old thinking. He got rid of my old nature. And when God gets rid of your old nature, there's nothing left in there but Him. So I had no other choice but to surrender to Him. As a young person, my advice to you, surrender your life to God. Let Him have it wholly. Not just part of it. Some people want to give God enough of themselves to be able to be in the choir or to be able to be a part of a church or to be able to be a part of a community. But God doesn't want a part. He wants all of you. Because He knows what He wants to do with you. When I started serving God and I worked with my pastor, I saw that he was answering all the mails from overseas and everything. And I told him, I said, Pastor, let me help you. I will type up your letters. You can correct them. And then we'll mail them out. And I can do that little thing to help you.
Amen.
Well, he started giving me his letters. And I would go home and I would type them up. I would answer questions for preachers and everything else. And here I am, just a 19, 20-year-old young boy. And I'm thinking, I'm going to answer these preachers' questions, but I'll take them back to the pastor and let him correct it and get the right answers. Then I'll send them out. Every time I gave him the letters, I'd say, Brother Childers, here are the letters. Correct them. I'll make the corrections, and then we'll mail them. He never gave me one letter back.
Amen.
He would take them and stick them in the mail. And here I am, 20-year-old, answering questions for preachers around the world. Just a young man. And then I said, Lord, what else can I do? And one brother said to me, he said, you know, Brother Nate would be a good song leader. And so I got up one day, I started leading song service. That's the way God uses you.
Amen.
He don't wait for you to get talented. He takes you as you are, and he puts you into the position that he wants you in. And I didn't know nothing about song leading, but I started leading songs. We had musicians, and our piano player started skipping church and in and out, missing. And I didn't know how to play the piano. But I told the congregation one day, I said, I'm going to come up here and sit at this piano. I may only play one note, but I'm just going to play this one note until God does something different. And I started playing one little note. Then I found out how to do two notes. Then I found out how to make a chord. Next thing you know, I'm playing the piano. Then I'm playing the organ. Not because I knew how, but because I was willing.
Amen.
Then Brother Childers was looking for a preacher. Now here I am, playing music. And he said, I'm going to get you brothers up, and we're going to get our brothers up every few days, and we'll just let you get up and edify the body. And I did that. And all the brothers would get up and testify and edify the body. And after a while, it ended up just being me and another brother. Next thing you know, I'm preaching. I didn't ask for that. I didn't even want that. Now I'm a preacher. I'm a preaching, organ playing, song leader, letter writing, little young man.
Amen.
And then Brother Childers looked at me and he said, when I retire, when I get finished, the next one up is going to be Brother Nate. And I'm like, gotta come first. And he won't make me a pastor. But then after a while, God made me a pastor. Now I've been a pastor for 27 years. All of those things happened because I was willing.
Amen.
And all those things happened because I claimed my inheritance.
Yes.
Whatever God gives you, take it, own it, and let him use you. You don't even know. You might be sitting here today saying, I don't know what I want to do when I grow up. Don't worry about it. Yield yourself to God, and God will direct your path.
Amen.
He will make you whatever he wants you to be. I didn't know I was going to be here. I didn't even know I was going to be speaking today. I was just coming to be a part of the service, and he said, you're preaching. And I'm like, oh, what? I don't have a Bible, book, no, I didn't bring nothing. But the one thing I know is I have the Word of God inside of me,
yeah,
and all I got to do is yield myself to him, and he will do what he always has done before.
Amen.
That's the same with you young people. Give yourself to him. Let him have your life. You're starting out right, but this is just the beginning. Claim your inheritance. Let him know that, Lord, I'm available to you. You can make of me whatever you want. I'm willing. Mold me and make me, as the song says, after thy will. That's the heart's desire of every believer. And as a young person, don't think it's strange that that's your desire, is to serve God.
Amen.
Lean into that. Let God have your life. And when God is ready, he will manifest out of you whatever it is in you that he wants to bring forth. Some of you may be song leaders. Some of you may be cooks. Some of you may be singers. Some of you may be preachers. Some of you may be pastors. You don't know that today.
But don't worry about that.
God's got that too. Just trust him.
Amen.
Trust him. Lean on him. And everything that he has allotted for you, you will inherit. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Amen.